Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, June 13th. Currently with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 63%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.98, and the dew point is 45 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Hutchinson Clinic is mourning the death of one of their beloved colleagues.
The Hutchinson Clinic confirmed Monday that Dr. Dustin Harker has died. Harker was a neurologist who joined the Hutchinson Clinic family last year. He was credited with quickly building meaningful relationships with patients and the community over the past year and a half. The clinic says it will be in touch with all of Harker's patients in the coming weeks. No further details were provided. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is asking Kansans to be smart and protect themselves as concerns grow about fentanyl. More than 1,200 Kansans have already died from suspected fentanyl overdoses. Kobach is saying in a public service ad campaign that you should never take a drug that's not from a doctor or pharmacist, since fentanyl is prevalent on the street. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is redirecting some of its resources to help prevent fentanyl overdoses as well. The public ad campaign is airing now. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly will be on the campus of Fort Hays State University for a signing ceremony for House Bill 2290, which is the strategic affiliation plan put forward in the state legislature earlier this spring by Fort Hays State University, Northwest Kansas Technical College, Northwest Tech in Goodland, and North Central Kansas Technical College, NCK Tech in Hays and Beloit. The ceremony will take place in the Sunset Atrium of the Memorial Union at 10 a.m., and Governor Kelly will be joined by Fort Hays State University President Tisa Mason, Northwest Tech President Ben Shears, and NCK Tech President Eric Burks. The Strategic Affiliation Institutional Partnership Initiative was created by the three presidents as a way for the three institutions to address major demographic and economic challenges in rural Kansas. The key areas of focus include developing academic programs and integrated student services that meet the educational and professional needs of today's and tomorrow's students, aligning and optimizing interinstitutional operations to remove unnecessary bureaucratic barriers to student success, and creating a coalition with regional businesses, industries, and communities that are focused on increasing opportunities for students, expanding entrepreneurship, and meeting workforce development needs in rural Kansas. You can learn more about the strategic affiliation plan at fhsu.edu/affiliation. According to a media release from the Great Bend Fire Department, just before 4 p.m. on Monday, June 12th, the Great Bend Fire Department responded to the 200 block of Southeast 30th Road for the report of a shed on fire. The first unit on scene found a 40-foot by 60-foot wood frame metal building fully involved in fire, with multiple propane tanks exploding and several more tanks exposed to fire. With a significant amount of fire, crews attacked from the exterior, and with the fire being out of the county, it required a water shuttle to be set up with tankers hauling water from Great Bend. Mutual aid tankers were requested from Ellenwood Fire, and also assisting with the water shuttle were the Barton County Road Department and Hazmat Response. The building and the contents were considered a total loss, and the fire was investigated by investigators from the Great Bend Fire Department, and it was determined to be accidental in nature. There were no injuries reported. Two Kansas students face 15 felony charges, including terrorism, arson, and battery, after investigators say they set fire to their school on Monday, June 5th, and 10 firefighters were injured while fighting the fire. Photos of the damage inside Rawlins County Junior-Senior High School have been released, and the photos show the art room destroyed, the cafeteria littered with charred debris, and burned bleachers in the gym. And Eric Stoddard, USD 105 Rawlins County Public School Superintendent, said just to see it in that condition is really hard. He said they've had a lot of generations of people from Atwood and Rawlins County that have gone through the school, so it's very emotional. The cost to repair all the damage is still up in the air, but Stoddard said that it's extensive. Stoddard stated that despite what happened, the school is still a safe place for students to learn. He said they have good systems in place for kids who need help and for kids who are struggling, and they don't plan on any of that going away. The district is working to figure out what will happen when school starts up in the fall, and though they don't know exactly what it will look like, they're planning to start school August 22nd. Stoddard said churches have offered space, and other people who own some buildings have also offered. The Rawlins County attorney stated that he doesn't plan to release any more information because this is a juvenile case. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services is receiving more than $3.6 million as part of a five-year federal grant to implement youth suicide prevention and early intervention strategies, and the funding will help reduce suicides and suicidal ideation in Kansans aged 10 to 24 years old. Governor Kelly said this funding will further their efforts to reduce suicide rates by providing support and resources for Kansans in crisis. The funding for the Garrett Lee Smith State Tribal Suicide Prevention Program grant comes from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and it will support the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services in reaching young Kansans through schools, educational institutions, juvenile justice systems, substance use programs, mental health programs, and the foster care system. Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Secretary Laura Howard said this federal funding allows them to implement effective programs at the local level where they can reach the younger population who are struggling with their mental health and guide them to the resources they need in their community. The Kansas Department of Transportation has begun field surveys on three bridges located along I-70 in Gove County. The bridge locations are 2 miles west of the K-23 junction near Grainfield and approximately 3 and 1 miles west of the Trigo County line. Activities will include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects the work to be complete by the end of July. For more information, you can contact Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. In Nebraska news, charges have been dismissed against an area school superintendent who had been accused of assaulting a man. Logan County court records show prosecutors dismissed one count of third-degree assault in a menacing and threatening manner against 52-year-old Brian Redinger of Stapleton. Redinger is the superintendent of Stapleton Public Schools. The court records don't detail the incident. However, they do state that on January 31st, Redinger allegedly assaulted a man at an address listed as Stapleton Public Schools. Unrelated court records say the assaulted man is 38 years old and resides in Stapleton, and court records do not indicate what, if any, connection the man has to Redinger and or the Stapleton Public Schools. The Stapleton Public Schools Board previously said in a statement that Redinger reported the matter to the board and the district's legal counsel to investigate. After a thorough investigation, the board determined Redinger acted lawfully and within the scope of his authority when he requested that a disruptive patron leave the school building and sought assistance from law enforcement when they refused to do so. The board said it was confident that Redinger could be exonerated through the legal process and intended to support him throughout that process. According to a news release from the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, an inmate who went missing from the Community Correction Center in Lincoln, or CCCL, in 2019, has been apprehended by the Roseville Police Department in Michigan and was booked into the Macomb County Jail in Mount Clemens, Michigan. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services reported that Antonio Collier disappeared on May 19, 2019, when he failed to return to the facility after being granted permission to attend a local church. He had been serving his sentence since April 3rd of 2018 after being convicted of a burglary charge in Douglas County, and Collier had been sentenced to a term of 4 to 5 years. According to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, CCCL is one of two community custody facilities under their jurisdiction, and community custody represents the lowest level of custody and offers the least restrictive environment for inmates. And with prior approval and without direct supervision, inmates are allowed to engage in work opportunities, attend school, and participate in religious services. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
One person died in an accident just after 7 a.m. on Monday in Graham County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2001 Toyota 4Runner driven by 39-year-old Jared Lee Harper of Hill City was traveling on 200th Avenue near Brush Creek Cemetery in Graham County, which is southwest of Hill City, just south of the M Road intersection. The SUV veered off of the roadway to the right, struck a culvert, went airborne, and rolled onto its roof. Harper was pronounced dead at the scene and was transported to Steinmetz Funeral Home. EMS transported a passenger identified as 38-year-old Jonathan Warren Van Loonen of La Crosse to the hospital in Hill City. They were not wearing seatbelts, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment wants to remind everyone that tick season is here, and ticks can carry diseases that can cause serious illness and sometimes death if left untreated. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment suggests to take precautions to prevent tick bites that include to mow regularly, avoid wooded or bushy areas with tall grass and leaf litter, use repellents like DEET, Picardian, or oil of lemon eucalyptus, wear light colored clothing that covers your body, check people, pets, and outdoor gear after being outside, shower within 2 hours of being outside, and wash your clothes in hot water and dry on high at least 10 minutes. Symptoms of tick-borne disease can include any unusual rash or unexplained flu-like symptoms, including fever, severe headaches, body aches, and dizziness, and you should see your doctor immediately if you've been bitten and experience any of those symptoms. To learn more, you can visit cdc.gov/ticks. The Norton County Community Foundation has awarded $3,050 in the May grant cycle, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. These grant funds supported Humanities Kansas Incorporated, which received $550 for Talk About Literature in Northwest Kansas, and USD 211, which received $2,500 for weight room improvements. Humanities Kansas Incorporated will use their grant funds to support their free book discussion group, Talk About Literature in Kansas, or TALK, which provides educational opportunities primarily for senior citizens throughout Northwest Kansas. Tracy Quillen, the Associate Director of Humanities Kansas, said that the majority of TALK book discussion participants in Northwest Kansas are over the age of 55, and Humanities Kansas knows from research that reading and companion group discussions support good health and keep aging Kansans socially and cognitively engaged. Participating in book discussions combats social isolation, facilitates discussions that promote new perspectives, and helps to improve and maintain communication skills. Funds awarded to TALK will be used to purchase 50 books that will be used at the Northwest Kansas Library System in Norton. Within the TALK program, there are currently 29 themed series for readers to explore, and with the help of grant money, 7 new series will be added, including Native American Identity, Turning Points, Stories of Women Choosing Their Own Paths, Family Land, and The Kansas Experience. To get involved with TALK About Literature in Kansas, you can contact the library in Norton. USD 211 will use their grant funds to upgrade their outdated weight room equipment. Due to an influx of athletes and students interested in strength and conditioning, the weight room is in need of updating and replacing equipment to better suit the athletes' needs. And the first phase of this update was completed last year through the redoing of the weight room floor. Funds will now be used to purchase new power racks, benches, and plyometric boxes. And with over 100 students circulating through the weight room each day, it's important to have safe, updated equipment to ensure a quality experience. The guidelines and application for the Hanson Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortonccf.org. And applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. For more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email Bethany at nortonccf.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. I'm Natalie Hadley, your KQNK News, who has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your local experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it should be partly sunny with a high near 77 and a calm wind becoming south after around 5 miles per hour in the morning. And the chance of precipitation today is 20%. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m. Otherwise, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 54 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour becoming east in the evening. On Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 84. And on Wednesday night, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. Otherwise, mostly clear with a low around 56. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be sunny with a high near 88. On Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 82. On Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 84. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 92. And on Monday, sunny with a high near 95. Currently, with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 59%, the wind speed is calm, the barometric pressure is 29.98, and the dew point is 45 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Make the most of your summer with a certificate from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. June 1st through the 30th, earn 5.2% APY on a 9-month certificate while you soak up the sun. Lock in this great rate today and start earning more from your savings. New deposits with a minimum of $5,000 are required to earn the stated APY. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals have now lost seven straight games as they fell to the Cincinnati Reds 5-4 in 10 innings on Monday night at Kauffman Stadium. Zach Greinke got the start for the Royals and rebounded slightly from his poor outing against Miami in his last start. Greinke went 5 innings, allowed 3 runs on 6 hits to the Reds. He also recorded 4 strikeouts. The Royals bullpen performed admirably in relief of Greinke. 5 relievers combined to allow just 1 earned run in Greinke's absence. The Royals had their chances offensively in this game as they led 3-0 after 2 innings. The offense, though, then fell cold until Salvador Perez hit a game-tying homer on the 9th, and the club did have runners at 2nd and 3rd with 1 out in the 10th, down just 1 run. Edward Olivares popped out, however, and then Michael Garcia flew out to left field to end the game. The club will now seek to try and snap their losing streak tonight in Game 2 against the Reds. Jordan Lyles has hit the mound for Kansas City, still seeking his first win of the 2023 season. KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castor.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, a few showers were ongoing across parts of South Central, Central, and Southeast Kansas. This was due to some warmer air and moisture lifting into the upper levels of the atmosphere. We're expecting these showers to diminish here shortly. Later this afternoon, a disturbance is going to be sliding across the Central High Plains, producing scattered showers and a few thunderstorms in eastern Colorado and Wyoming. By tonight, this will turn into a complex of thunderstorms and make its way into western Kansas. Another low-pressure system moves across the plains tomorrow with some thunderstorm development. High pressure builds in on Thursday. For northwestern Kansas today, a chance of scattered showers and a few thunderstorms at times are high in the low 70s. In north-central Kansas, a slight chance of rain during the afternoon with a high 82. Sunny, warm in northeastern Kansas with a high in the low 80s. Scattered thunderstorms in southwestern Kansas with a high 75. A slight chance of rain this morning, low 80s in south-central Kansas. A few storms in southeast Kansas with a high 82. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls, beef cutout trade higher to start out the week and higher as far as this run is concerned near those highs. Pork also a bit weaker on the day, but asking price is expected to be steady to stronger as far as the cash trade is concerned, and we'll see where it goes this week. It's been a while, 2 weeks in the aspect of cash trade. We see a higher market for corn and soy, a bit lower in the wheat, but corn and soy did start lower and then rebounded. Corn up 4-5 in the overnight trade. Soybeans 11 higher on the new crop, 17 higher on the old crop. Wheat futures down about 8 cents as well. Worries about the heat starting to come back, maybe without moisture in many areas. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything